Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
High noon in the District of Columbia and fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV, and check in with our friend Mr. Dan Duggan, senior writer for The Athletic covering the New York Giants. Dan, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing well. A lot has changed. The last time we spoke was probably going into week one, and things were looking a lot different for both franchises at that point, that's for sure. They sure were,
U-G-L-Y.
Man. Yeah, it's it has been rough. Let's start with Mike Kafka. Seems, granted, I'm watching on Hard Knocks, right? So that's presented in such a manner. But Kafka doesn't seem like a normal interim head coach. Like, he seems to be trying to run with this thing, and the guys seem to kind of like him and not be all that checked out. Am I reading that right, or what is the vibe in that Giants locker room?
Oh, it's funny when you said you were judging it just based on Hard Knocks. I mean, the facial expressions and the body language during that clip they showed last night didn't exactly look like guys were ready to run through the wall as he delivered his Teflon-laden speech. No, I mean, listen, I think that, it was seven games and he took over. That's a long time, so I think he had a real runway to try to turn the tide, obviously personally for himself, but for the team. And they got out and, they played the Packers tough, lost a close game at home. They had the collapse against the Lions, lost in overtime. And then they had that game on Monday night. I think a lot of the wind came out of the sails, how embarrassing that game was. I really felt like he had a chance to seize the moment in one of those three games. And again, the first two were right there for the taking. So now I guess we'll see. Now you come back from the bye. Now, like, everyone can see the finish lines clearly in sight, 4 weeks away. The schedule lightens, of course, but I don't know. I think that, I think he kind of had his chance, had his moment. It slipped through his fingers. And now, I mean, listen, they might go 3-1 down the stretch. I just don't know if that would really mean much when you consider, the competition they have coming up here to finish things out.
Oh yeah. I don't think he's like getting that job or anything.
No, definitely not that.
Yeah. So this weekend, It's a small number, but the Giants are favored in this thing. When's the last time the Giants were favored in any game? Forgive me for not knowing.
No, trust me. That's like a trivia question I had to brush up on because it's been a while, so we have to go all the way back to a different continent when they played the Panthers in Germany last year. And I want to say that was week 10 because that was Daniel Jones' last start They went into the bye week and obviously benched him and moved on. But, yeah, so it's not great on the math there, but it's basically a full season worth of games probably because you've had, what, 13 this year, probably like seven last year. Probably about 20 games since they've been favored.
Wow.
And they've lost that game. So the last time they won as a favorite, you have to go even further back, and I haven't done that research quite yet. But, yeah, that's you got to go pretty deep into the annals to find a time when this team has been favored.
Dude, when I asked that question, I thought you were going to say, like, 9 weeks. I did not think it was going to be. Damn, dude. Oh, my gosh.
So we're spanning continents, years, seasons, coaches, everything, yeah.
What do you think they need to do this offseason to start getting this thing back in line up there?
Clean house. I mean, I think that's the first step, honestly. I think before we start talking about rosters and, you know, what pick they're going to end up. You know, they obviously made the first step by firing Dable, but I think they need to complete the job. Get a new GM here, start everybody on a clean slate, the coach, the GM, get two guys and they're going to be aligned on the same timeline. And then, of course, I think it's just building around Jackson Dart at that point. So, you know, I'm actually in the process of writing a series about sort of the pieces they have, what they need to add. So I wrote the offense today. I'll do the defense tomorrow. And there definitely are some pieces here you can build around. You know, Andrew Thomas having an all-pro season left tackle. Malik Nabers will be back for a torn ACL. Jackson Dart, of course, that's the key cog. And then defensively, it's been such a disappointment, but there still is some talent there, particularly up front. So you'd like to think that, you know, kind of get a new regime in here, get some fresh coaching, some new ideas in the front office, and try to build something again. I mean, Dart is the key ingredient. If he's the real deal, which I think he's shown flashes of that, if he is, then, you know, listen, this thing can turn around real fast. But I think the first step really is just tearing it down and starting over, because I just don't think you can sit here and say, like, yeah, Joe Shane deserves a 50-year based on how the first four have gone.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, we'll talk a bunch about Dart, but what about Abdul Carter? What the hell has gone on there?
Yeah, I think the words that have been used by teammates is grow up, and I think that's blunt, and it kind of sums it up, though. And I think it's, you know, listen, he's 22 years old, I get it, but, you know, you're a professional now. You signed a contract that has $45 million guaranteed. You're the number three pick in the draft. Like, a lot is going to be expected of a guy like you, so you can't be missing meetings, particularly this deep into the season. But it's a multi-layered thing, because he came in to a regime and to a culture with Dable that let everything slide. I think one of his biggest missteps was he kind of gave the keys to the kingdom to the rookies right out of the gates, and then it's really hard to put that toothpaste back in the tube. So if guys are getting away with being late to meetings and not showing up on time for this or that in OTAs and in training camp, you know, when week 13 rolls around, it's hard to kind of try to drop the hammer. Now, Mike Kafka, you know, in this role as interim coach, has done so at least. He's had some, you know, benching for a series against the Packers. That obviously didn't get the message through, so he had to bench him for a whole quarter against the Patriots. You kind of hope it's not going to take a third strike for the message to get through. but at least they're trying. But, again, it just feels like it's too late. And that's, why I think just wipe the slate clean, have the new regime come in, set some standards that are not going to be as flexible and not be as permissive. Because on the field, listen, you look at the box score, 1.5 sacks is wildly disappointing, but he's definitely one of these guys that the metrics show is, you know, up there in pressures and hurries and all these things. So you think that the talent is there. So you think at some point kind of he'll have a breakthrough, and all of a sudden, you know, we look back and be like, oh, he's a guy who has 8 to 12 sacks every year. That's who I thought he was going to be this year. Obviously, it hasn't happened. But he's not a guy who doesn't have talent. And it's like, oh, wow, he's overwhelmed. I think it's just sort of the maturity stuff, and that might even sound on field. I think maybe he's not really taking his game to the next level, because he could obviously get by on natural ability. I think he's probably learning you can't just go around, you know, NFL tackles, at least not consistently, with just your speed and athleticism. There's more to it, and I think he's trying to learn that as well.
You know, I always felt, Dan, that when you have a coach in there, he has to be supported by the GM, the owner, whatever. And with a guy like Abdul Carter, you know, if the coach is doing this, owner or GM steps in, then I think they can get it in line. But it's going to have to be a whole team that goes after it, because, you know, some coaches like to let their players do whatever.
Yeah, no, and I think that's 100% what happened here. So that's why I think when you look to, like, at least they are going to have a new coach at minimum. I think one of the first tasks for that coach, again, forget, like, setting up the X's and O's and installing your schemes. It's going to be like setting a culture of accountability and professionalism, which, again, a lot of these young guys have been able to just kind of do whatever they want. And I'm sure, hey, that's fun, And it, for Dable, it was probably smart because it, no one's going to complain to the GM or the ownership about you as a coach if, like, they can kind of do what they want and practice is light. But obviously, I think you see that, you know, a little bit of structure and discipline is important for NFL teams. So I think that's got to be, you know, one of the first things if I'm, you know, John Mara sitting down with these prospective coaches, what is going to be your plan to instill some accountability and get this culture turned around?
Talking with Dan Duggan, senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Giants. You can give Dan a follow at D Duggan, D-U-G-G-A-N 21 on X. Dan, kind enough to join us via the Rude Guest Hotline. I know, obviously, you know, the Giants made the big change to fire Brian Daboll. Do you think Joe Shane's gonna outrun the storm here? Or is it going to be a total clean house at the end of the season?
Yeah, outrun's probably a good way to put it, because I think that's what it would be. It would be like one of those movies where you have to, like, slide under the door before it closes if you're going to survive this. Because Right. Even if you had asked me at the time when Daboll got fired, you know, they didn't sweep the house clean at that point. They said, you know, Shane's going to stay and he's going to lead the coaching search. And then that was, like, what, 3 losses ago. So it's like, it just, he needs something, I think, for them to point to and say, like, okay, like, I know it hasn't been good enough, but, you know, we have Dart, you know, some of these pieces I talked about earlier. That's what they're going to need to cling to. But you can't cling to that if you're 2-15 and end this season on an 11-game losing streak. And, you know, the timing didn't work out great for him, where he had his annual bye week presser on Tuesday, which was, you know, 12 hours after just getting absolutely destroyed on Monday Night Football. So I would say the fan sentiment is overwhelmingly opposed to bringing him back. And, you know, as much as teams and owners can say they don't care about that stuff, they do, particularly here. So, I mean, again, I think these next 4 games are ultimately meaningless. I mean, all these, you know, playing a bunch of losing teams that are in the same boat as them, so I don't know how you can really distinguish yourself. But I will say for his purposes, they better find a way to win 3 games, run the table, whatever it is, so that way at least ownership can maybe lie to themselves but tell the public, listen, you know, we finished strong. Once we got the coaching things straightened out, the talent started to flourish, you know, whatever that, you know, kind of sales job might be. Because as of right now, again, like, I think they want to keep him, but he has to give them some reason to. You know, he had 3 wins last year. You're sitting at 2 right now. There has to be something tangible to point to, and there just isn't to this point.
Well, who's going to be able to let Jackson Dart know that he's not scattable? He's the quarterback? Because this dude thinks he can run through everybody, man.
Yeah, listen, everybody's tried. It's become, you know, probably the number one talking point around here, probably aside from all the turmoil, you know, based from the coaching staff on up. But, yeah, it's he's kind of been a little defiant about, like, this is who I am, this is how I'm going to be. You know, obviously he missed the 2 games with concussion. Even that, he kind of said, ah, well, that wasn't really because I got hit. It's, you know, blah, blah, blah. He kind of rationalized how that broke down. You know, everyone has said, you know, he's got to start avoiding these hits. Teammates, coaches, even Joe Shane and his presser, they've all said that. I think that's going to be easier said than done because he's wired a certain way. You love that about him. I do think, again, another young guy probably needs to step back, maybe in the offseason, maybe hopefully get to that point healthy, and he can step back and say, listen, I'm the face of a $10 billion operation. I can't be on the sideline. You guys see it in Washington this year. And, you know, yeah. when you're starting quarterbacks out, it ruins the season. It costs people jobs. It has major effects. And, again, injuries are going to happen. There's nothing you can do about that. It's just you need to not expose yourself unnecessarily. You go back to the first game back, basically his first carry in that Patriots game. He's trying to, you know, squeeze out one more yard on the sideline and he gets sent into the next orbit. Those are the types of things, you know, he needs to avoid. And, again, I don't know that he's going to. I mean, he has slid a little bit more in that game and even the game he got injured. But it's still, it's not his natural instinct. And I think it's going to be sort of a constant struggle to get him to understand the importance he has. And the only way that importance can be realized is if he's on the field.
It's funny, you know, in D.C. we're having a kind of similar conversation around Jaden Daniels with running and sliding, but the hits don't look the same. The way Dart tries to, like, lower his shoulder
and, on people, man.
He's going to have to learn that quick. It's funny, though, Dan, like, clearly things are a mess for the Giants, but the actual game on the field on Sunday, what are you expecting?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Dart adds an element to this, too. It's like, you know, I've covered the scene for a while, and there's been a lot of unwatchable December football. He at least, you know, takes you above that. You know, we're not watching Drew Locke and Tommy DeVito on Sunday. At least we get to watch a young quarterback with promise, who is exciting, you know, for even the stuff we're talking about here. Like, it's fun to watch him play, and he is a very effective runner, so it's just kind of towing that line. But you go back to that Bears game, which was the first, you know, the last game he had before the injury, and then obviously Monday night wasn't great, but he was playing awesome that game, and he was making big plays with his legs, had a, you know, pretty long touchdown run. So I think it's going to be all about him these next four games. I mean, listen, can the defense, you know, stop when they play the Raiders, which looks like, you know, like one of the worst teams in the league, and this weekend, can they score against, you know, obviously a bad Commanders defense? That's all fine and dandy. It's just, I just want to see him. You know, that's what I think, again, all of this is going to be about. Win, lose, whatever. It's just kind of all about his development. Does he start to heed some of this caution warnings he's been pounded over and over? Does he make developments? You know, because I think he's been really fun as like a frenetic player where it's like he's making crazy plays out of the pocket. You think that, I don't know if you guys, assuming you watch the game, the two-point conversion play he had in New England where he's running around and going left, going right, and then, you know, flings it up and makes a play. You want to see a little more of like, okay, this was the play we called in the huddle. You drop back, get to the top of your drop, and throw it to the right guy. He's done some of that, but I think you want to see more of that. So, yeah, I think it's all about him. And, you know, this game, again, like, I'm not going to be doing an X's and O's breakdown of the 2-11 Giants and the 3-10, I think the Commanders are. So it's going to be mostly Dart and vibes are pretty much all we're going to be monitoring the rest of the season here.
Dude, so I've been up there for some of these late season Commanders, the Redskins, you know, before that. I've been up there for these late season Meadowlands games, and it's always super cold, and a lot of times both these teams suck over the last 10 years. What are you expecting that crowd? Like, will we see any planes with Fire Joe Shane? Will there be maybe 30,000 people in the stadium? Like, what are you expecting?
Yeah, the planes has been sort of another fun running subplot here of a lot of these home games the last 2 years where, the fans have taken to the air to explain their displeasure with the front office, the coaching, the ownership, everything. But, yeah, like you said, a lot of these games have been just bad games, I mean, bad teams late in the year with bad weather. So I'm just looking right now. Like, Sunday looks like 30, so not snow or not, you know, 10 degrees, but not exactly if you got to get out of the house for a day. I don't know if you want to go spend 6 hours in the Meadowlands watching these teams play. So I think there will be plenty of empty seats. I think the atmosphere will be pretty dead. But again, the only saving grace is Dart, because even the fans are in the building, you know, when he runs for a touchdown or whatever, they'll add some juice. Because again, I've covered some teams when it's been really bad here late in the season. At least he adds a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be enough to create some sort of home field advantage. I mean, here's how bad it was some of their recent home games. They had to go to the silent count because the place was so invaded by Packers fans and by 49ers fans, back-to-back home games. I mean, so that kind of sums up where the Giants fan base is at. So when you have two bad teams with, I can't imagine it's going to be a huge Commanders throng traveling up 95. So I would think plenty of good seats probably available on your secondary market on Sunday morning if you want to come out and see this one.
Yeah, I believe it. Dan, we appreciate you making time
for us, man, dude.
We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dan Duggan from The Athletic does a great job covering the Giants. You can give him a follow at dduggan21, two G's in Duggan. I'm pulling this up real quick, B, just to see what tickets will cost if you want to go to this game this weekend. Commanders at Giants, this is via SeatGeek. If you're looking to go, I bet you can get in that stadium for under $100, even understanding it's New York and the pricing.
That definitely happened.
I'm my computer's going slow here. But like you said, we saw a lot of Commanders fans traveling to Minnesota. I think they probably booked that already. Yeah. Damn. B. Mitch.
How much?
Now, these are uppers.
You probably could get some lowers for under 100.
How much do you think you can get uppers for?
$25.
$26.
Hey, baby.
Wow.
Anybody want to go, I might buy you a ticket.
Dude, you can get lowers. if you'll sit in the end zone in lowers, $80.
Hey, man. Lowers is lowers, right?
Wow.
You don't need to be on the 50.
Wow. That tells you where we're at. It's what a year.
Yeah.
What a year. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.